Fifth gear, the walk and talk with God. For years now, we at 721 Ministries have advocated the walk and talk with our wives, as well as our children, especially our teenage children. It is relational, pure gold. Walking and talking lends itself to conversations we might not have sitting face to face. The pace is more relaxed, and the air is breathable, unlike when the air is sucked out of the room during tense times. And during those tense times, we just keep walking. But it's not just the advantage it brings to tense times. Walking and talking opens up conversations and discussions we might not have sitting around the house or watching TV or absorbed in our cell phones. So try it. Now, our Father and our Savior also enjoy the walk and talk with us. And it is equally, of course, far more than equally, beneficial for us. One of my favorite stories in the Old Testament paints such a warm and a wonderful picture of life with God the Father as He intended it to be. Genesis 3:8. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Is this something God did each afternoon with Adam and Eve? Did He stroll through the Garden of Eden, taking in the lush green plants with colorful flowers and trees all around Him? Perhaps a cool breeze wafting through the air with birds singing a chorus of joy? Imagine God the Father meeting up with Adam and Eve just to walk and talk together. I can only try to imagine the joy, the comfort, even the thrill of those cool early evening strolls. But wait a minute. Could this be one of the reasons God created mankind to walk and talk with Him, with us, with you in the cool of the day? I could take you on a quick stroll through the Bible to demonstrate this, Abraham, Moses, David. But let's jump to our Savior Jesus. In one of my favorite episodes with Jesus, He shares breakfast with several of His disciples, whom He called friends on the beach in the cool of the morning. This is in John 21. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught. Come and have breakfast with me." Now here's an excerpt from our book entitled Deep Calling Deep, which gives us a better idea of that early morning setting. This is John. "My lasting memory of these times with the Master was just how much He enjoyed being with us. He was as relaxed as I've ever seen Him. But I want you to know I have continued to live with this same relationship all these years. Of course, my interaction with my best friend and Lord is different now that He is not with me physically. But, and you may not believe this, now it is even better." So what? I said at the beginning that I can only try to imagine walking with the Father in the cool of the evening each day, day in and day out. But I do not have to try as hard to imagine these days. After practicing this walk and talk for years, it feels more realistic to me. But please do not miss this. It took me putting it into practice. These days, I imagine Jesus walking side by side with me. I talk with Him about my joys, mostly, yet I never hesitate to share my fears and anxieties. But the truth is, and the absolute amazing thing is, after practicing walking with Him over these past few years, there's just not that much fear and anxiety to share with Him. And why? Well, think about it. Why would I be experiencing these feelings if I see Him right there beside me, walking and talking with me? May you put into practice the reality of Jesus' constant and intimate companionship, seeing Him there with you with the eyes of your heart.